is Rebecca Naldo, volunteer reader for Sun Sounds of Arizona, reading for Are We There Yet? A quirky travel guide to the Southwest and beyond.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Get enchanted by these 10 castles in Arizona by Teresa K. Traverse, published June 25th, 2024. Did you know there are castles in Arizona? Learn more about 10 of them that are spread throughout the state and prepare to be enchanted. Castles are grand structures predominantly located all over Europe and where royalty once resided exclusively. Since the public has always had a fascination with how the elite live, it makes sense that castles would still inspire people today. Although castles in the United States are not always historical, you can still find plenty of buildings throughout the country that resemble these storied dwellings. You can even find a few castle-like buildings scattered throughout Arizona. Here are 10 castles in the Grand Canyon State. Please keep in mind that most of these structures are privately owned homes that are not open to the public and are not available for tours unless mentioned in the text. Mystery Castle, 800 East Mineral Road in Central Phoenix. Located at the base of South Mountain, the Mystery Castle in Phoenix was built by Boyce Gully for his daughter Mary Lou. According to the Mystery Castle's website, she asked him to build her a sandcastle that wouldn't wash away. What he came up with was the Mystery Castle. This stone structure features 18 rooms, 13 fireplaces, and a mishmash of decor. Mary Lou actually lived in the castle until her death in 2010. We toured this place years ago. Tours are not currently being offered. And each room is so different from one another, it's unlike any other home we've ever stepped inside. Rooms feature wooden bed frames, a wooden piano, and sweeping views of South Mountain. Please note that the Mystery Castle is not currently open for tours. Here's what's on the official website. The castle will not be opening for tours. Vandalism and summer storms have taken a toll. We will not reopen until we have a resolution. Thank you for your support for all these years. Tovrea Castle at Carrero Heights, 5025 East Van Buren Street in Phoenix. Located right off the 202 freeway, the Tovrea Castle is one of Phoenix's most recognizable sites. The tiered, four-story building, some say it looks like a wedding cake, was constructed in the 1920s. It's also pretty tough to take a tour of this place. There's a ticket lottery that only open for a select number of days, but if you can snag a ticket, you'll get to take a look inside a building that has an interesting history. Here's an abbreviated version. The castle takes its name from its former owner, Edward Ambrose Tavroa. He was born in Chicago, made a living by running a freight transportation company, and then ran a series of butcher shops in Arizona. He founded the Arizona Packing Company. In 1931, Tovrea and his second wife, Della, purchased the castle from its previous owner, Alessio Carrero. Within a year of that purchase, he passed away. Della lived in the home until she died in 1969. The castle and the 44 acres it sits on were purchased by the city of Phoenix in 1993. It was open to the public for docent-led tours in 2012. Currently, the home's basement and first floor are available for tours. Visitors also can check out the surrounding gardens that feature plenty of desert fauna. Of note, mark your calendars for October 1st to 15th. That's when the ticket lottery for the castle opens. Camelback Castle or Copenhaver Castle, 5050 East Red Rock Drive in Phoenix. The name of this castle says it all, as it was built into Camelback Mountain. Dr. Mort Copenhaver purchased a more than one-acre plot of land in 1967. According to CamelbackCastle.com, the rest of this blurb is all sourced from that site. He spent the next 12 years building a Moorish-style castle in the shadow of one of Phoenix's most prominent landmarks. The stone used in the castle was actually from Camelback Mountain and gives the castle a natural feel. Copenhaver was known for throwing lavish parties in this spacious home that even had some A-list celebrity guests of the era. The lavish home has some unique spaces. Some notable features of the 20-room home include a dungeon, yes, with a wet bar, 4 fireplaces, a 22-person jacuzzi, and a sauna, along with a 17-foot waterfall in the living room. Copenhaver sadly lost the home when he declared bankruptcy in 1989. The home has been a private residence since then. The current owner is businessman Robert Pazderka. He is working on restoring the property and hopes to have the castle designated as a historic landmark at some point. According to its website, the home may be available for private parties in the future. The Ashley Castle, 1300 South Price Road in Chandler. Chandler's Ashley Castle is a wedding and events venue modeled after a castle, of course, that opened its doors in 2006. Now, about those doors. The owner purchased these 200-year-old grand doors that may have come from a castle in Asia. This purchase inspired them to open a real castle in Arizona. In true grand fashion, the exterior features a water fountain, a stone turret, and those aforementioned doors. Inside, visitors can find typical castle features, like knight's armor, chandeliers, columns, and wood beams. One highlight? The 4,800-square-foot grand ballroom. The Castle Apartments in Tucson, 721 East Adams Street in Tucson. Tucson is home to a 32-unit apartment complex that's appropriately titled the Castle Apartments. These are all studio and one-bedroom apartments that range in size from 375 to 600 square feet. The name is likely due to the fact that the building's exterior resembles an off-white castle that comes complete with a turret. The apartments, however, don't reflect the castle's exterior. The interiors have plenty of traditional features, like tile floors, wood door frames, and tile in the kitchen and bathroom counters. Sandcastle Guesthouse, Yuma. Yuma's Sandcastle Guesthouse really does resemble a castle with its rectangular shape, located smack dab in the middle of the desert. The 4-bedroom and 2-bath home, which is available to book on Airbnb, is surrounded by palm trees. Model horses and knight's armor are even located outside of one exterior door. In keeping with the castle theme, the home features decor like crossing swords on the wall and gold fixtures located throughout. Agua Verde Castle or DuPont Castle, Vail. It's tough to find any official information about the Agua Verde Castle or the DuPont Castle, which is located just outside of Tucson in Vail. You might have spotted it the last time you were driving, as it's located near Interstate 10. What we're writing about here is sourced from this document that was prepared by Barbara Werman in February of 2013. Here's a brief summary of the document. The castle was supposedly built in the 1970s by Dwayne Durham and his wife, Ginny. The couple had 2 daughters, who have both since moved out. There might be a small train that circles the property. For more information about the castle, check out this resource. Of note, to get an even closer look at this castle, you can see an even better view of this place if you hike the Arizona Trail. Barlow Massock's House, or the Castle, near Fane Park, 2200 North 5th Street in Prescott Valley. Located right by Fane Park in Prescott Valley, the Barlow Massock's House, or the Castle, was once owned by one of the area's wealthy businessmen. The home is named after Thomas Gibson Barlow Massock, and was built sometime in the 1890s. He served in the British Army and eventually founded the Lynx Creek Hydraulic Works. According to Prescott Valley's official website, Barlow Massex dominated mining operations along Lynx Creek for 14 years. His home, nicknamed the Castle, likely due to its triangle-shaped roof, was a grand four-story Victorian mansion that still stands today. Jerry Munderloh restored the home and gave an oral history you can read here. He resided in the home with his family. You can read more about the house on the Charlotte Hall Museum website. Castle, Northern Arizona, Flagstaff. Flagstaff's Castle, Northern Arizona, is an Airbnb property that can sleep up to 14 guests. The property is surrounded by Flagstaff's lush green pines. The 12-bedroom and 5-bathroom home is a sprawling 6,200 square feet. The property also has a 3,000-square-foot enclosed garage and meeting area. The vacation rental certainly resembles a castle. The exterior is made of what looks like stone. Columns resembling stone are in the bathroom and are in the archways. Many of the windows are also shaped like arches, just like the ones you'd find in cathedrals. Chateau de Ville, 1220 North Kyrene Road in Chandler. We recently paid a visit to Chandler's Chateau de Ville, which does resemble a castle of sorts. This magnificent mansion is open for tours only on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and has a small store that sells products made from the lavender grown on property. Read a more in-depth write-up of this place here. Explore these majestic castles on your next domestic vacation. Castles aren't only found in Europe. Here are a few castles to check out on your next vacation exploring America. By Jasmine Osby, published October 5, 2023. For most millennials, childhood fairy tales didn't come without a majestic castle. Whether there was a princess hidden inside or a scary dragon, castles were one of the foundations of imagination. While stories always made castles sound like fixings of a faraway land, America is home to many amazing fortresses. Across the U.S., castles can be found tucked away in the hills and right in plain sight. They come in many shapes and sizes. Some are relatively new, while others have been around since before the Pilgrims landed on Plymouth. Here are a few majestic castles to explore on your next American vacation. Montezuma Castle, Arizona. Located in Camp Verde, Montezuma Castle is a national monument that preserves ancient Native American culture. The castle was formerly a cliff dwelling for indigenous people, with 20 rooms standing 6 stories high. In 1906, the site became an official monument, along with the surrounding area that makes up Montezuma Castle National Monument. Travelers can pay $10 to enter the park for a day and explore both the castle and the Montezuma Well. This spot is great to visit all year round in the sunny Arizona heat. Squires, Ohio. Next time you're in Cleveland, be sure to explore the lantern-lit grounds of Squires Castle. Inspired by German and English baronial architecture, Squires sits in North Chagrin Reservation and is a must-see in the area. This gatehouse-style castle was built by an Englishman around 1890. It was initially built as a home for the grounds caretaker. However, the main house was never built. Thus, it became Squire's Castle. Hearst Castle, California. A historic West Coast fortress, Hearst Castle has a history linked to literature, art, and creativity. Construction on the vast estate began in 1865 when George Hearst purchased 40,000 acres of land in San Simeon. Upon his and his wife's deaths, his son, media tycoon William Randolph Hearst, inherited the property and continued to expand the grounds. A plethora of lavish gardens and artwork can be found throughout the property. It has been converted into a museum that travelers come from all around to visit. Castle in the Clouds, New Hampshire. Castle in the Clouds is a stunning 1913 mansion in Moultonboro, New Hampshire. The property was built as a 16-room arts and crafts mansion. It's incredibly expansive. With a 6-car garage, a boathouse, a man-made lake, a greenhouse, and a golf course, this building has a modern edge unseen in more historic structures. The home was designed to merge into the natural surroundings, and it's a great place to visit to see how architecture and earth coexist in harmony. Bannerman, New York. On an island near New York, once rumored to be haunted, Bannerman Castle is a majestic sight to see when on the East Coast. The building was built by a Scottish ammunition dealer who immigrated to Brooklyn. He purchased the island to build his fortress. Today, the grounds are home to an array of activities for tourists and locals. In addition to exploring the structural wonder, visitors can enjoy kayak tours, movie nights, live theatrical performances, and more. Bishop's Palace, Texas. Galveston is often overlooked for flashier Texas cities like Austin, Dallas, and Houston. However, the beachfront town is a lovely place to visit and has a lot to offer when visiting the Southwest. Bishop's Palace is a Galveston castle where guests can take a self-guided tour of the grounds. Upon entering underneath the front staircase, guests will marvel at the Victorian-style mansion's charm and Western grace. Montezuma Castle National Monument, published by Visit Arizona. Spot one of the Southwest's best-preserved cliff dwellings in central Arizona. The ancient Sanagua people are believed to be the original inhabitants of Montezuma Castle, living along area waterways from the 1100s to the 1400s. But the ruins were incorrectly named for Chief Montezuma by 1800s explorers, who assumed the structure was Aztec in origin. Montezuma Castle was established as a national monument in 1906, the third national monument in the U.S. dedicated to preserving Native American culture. Tour the monument. The 5-story dwelling that the Sanagua people notched into a limestone cliff remarkably still stands, protected from the rain above and creek below. Access this Native American heritage site directly off I-17 north of Camp Verde. Visitors tour the museum before walking to the base of the castle on a short loop trail. Artifacts on display include farming tools, hunting weapons, household items such as pottery and baskets, and personal adornments such as clothing and jewelry. Get back on the road to reach Montezuma Well in nearby Rimrock. The surprising water feature in a limestone sinkhole includes the remains of a Sanagua pit house near the well. Picnic on Beaver Creek. It remains a wonder why the original inhabitants were called Sanagua, which means without water. This ancient dwelling was built overlooking Beaver Creek, which to this day flows year-round. No doubt the primary reason the Sanagua chose this life-sustaining location in an arid high desert. The monument includes picnic areas on the banks of Beaver Creek for visitors to take a break under a canopy of sycamore and cottonwood trees. Imagine the area's first farmers using canal irrigation to grow corn, beans, squash, and cotton in the fertile valley. The creek also attracted wildlife and supported seasonal crops that supplemented the hunting and gathering culture. Visit area archaeology sites. Present-day Verde Valley was once a trading center used by dozens of native tribes. Learn about the trade routes the area's original inhabitants shared with Pueblo cultures to the north and Apache cultures to the south. While in the area, drive west through Cottonwood to reach the hilltop pueblo of another archaeological site with ties to the Sinagua people. Tuzegut National Monument once had more than 100 rooms perched above the Verde River. Guests who visit Montezuma Castle receive a free pass to Tuzegut. In nearby Sedona, Hononki and Pawlitaki heritage sites present the largest cliff dwellings in Arizona's Red Rock Country. Dracula's Castle is Ready to Welcome New Visitors by Melissa Locker, published on March 9, 2016. In 1897, Bram Stoker's described a dream vacation house, a historic castle that offers 360-degree views as it sits on the very edge of a terrific precipice. This nature lover's paradise offers plenty of privacy because as far as the eye can reach is a sea of green treetops. And here and there are silver threads where the rivers wind in deep gorges through the forests. Of course, Stoker wasn't writing a Romanian real estate guide, but instead was describing the home of one Count Dracula. The castle is real, though, as Stoker based Dracula's home on descriptions he read of Romania's Bran Castle. While Stoker never bothered to make the trip to Romania himself, visitors are welcome to walk the clifftop castle nestled into the Carpathian Mountains. Bran Castle was originally started in 1226 as a military fortress to defend Transylvania. The castle was completed in 1388, and since then has hosted everything from Saxons to Teutonic Knights to Romania royalty to military regiments. The castle narrowly avoided the fiery wrath of Vlad the Impaler Tepes in 1459, who may have been held captive in the castle's dungeons. 500 years later, the castle became part of Romania, and the city council voted to bequeath it to Queen Maria, and it became a royal residence and a popular summer stopover. Then the communists took over, and the royal family fled, and the castle was turned into a museum run by the government. It was returned to scions of the royal family, Dominic Habsburg Lothringen, and his two sisters, Maria Magdalena Hausen and Elizabeth Sandhofer, in 2009. The administration of the castle was transferred from the government to the family, who has decided not to sell it, despite what many outlets have reported. The family opted to reopen it as the first private museum in Romania. The castle was already one of Romania's top tourist destinations, hosting over 560,000 people a year, and the current owners hope to expand that number. To reach that goal, they have added new exhibits, are making modern upgrades to the castle, including an elevator that cuts through rock, and planning a full roster of events, including medieval tournaments, jazz concerts, themed dinners, and naturally, Halloween celebrations. If you want to get a feel for Bran Castle before you stake a claim in it, you can visit the site, which is a 2-hour drive from Bucharest, take a video tour, or even get married there. This castle is so magical, it inspired Walt Disney, and you can climb its tower. By Nina Ruggiero, published March 31, 2017. Whether you are a fan of Disneyland, Disney World, Tokyo Disney Resort, or one of his other attractions around the world, you know Walt Disney loved his castles. But while wedging your way through the crowd towards Cinderella and Prince Charming, autograph book in hand, did you ever stop to wonder where the animation pioneer found his inspiration? Disney may arguably have been one of the most magical minds of all time, but even he based his creations off the real world, well, some of them at least. Enter Alcazar de Segovia, a castle in Segovia, a historic town in central Spain's Castile and Leon regions, a little over an hour northwest of Madrid. Take one look at its blue-gray turrets protruding fortress, and rocky cliff foundation, and just try not to have an Alan Menken score pop into your head. It is said that Disney drew inspiration from this majestic site, along with Neuschwanstein Castle in Germany, when dreaming up Cinderella's iconic castle, and the similarities are easy to spot. Alcazar de Segovia has a history far preceding the world of Disney, however, dating all the way back to the early 12th century, first as an Arab fort, then as a palace housing many a king, then eventually a prison, and finally a military academy. Today it is a museum and archive open for the public to enjoy. Different tour options are available depending on how much time you have and what you want to spend, though all are reasonable. A full tour includes a visit to the palace, the artillery museum, and the Tower of Juan II for €8. Or you can just do the palace and museum for €5.5, or just the tower for €2.5. One note. Climbing the Tower of Juan II includes a 152-step spiral staircase, but if you can make it, the views are something out of a fairy tale. For castle hours and directions, you can visit its website, and if you really want to make it a Disney-themed experience, pack an outfit accordingly, but please keep it discreet. Instagram gold or not, this isn't a theme park. This is Rebecca Naldo, volunteer reader for Sun Sounds of Arizona, reading for Are We There Yet? A quirky travel guide to the Southwest and beyond.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
If you miss a program, you can get it on demand at sunsounds.org. Left-click on Broadcast Info and Audio. Then, under Programming Links, left-click on On-Demand Podcasts. You can now listen to Sun Sounds on your Echo Dot or other smart home device.